Thank you, Carl.
谢谢主席。
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you, Faye, for that wonderful, wonderful song.
谢谢 Jessica 和高飞姐妹，和你们唱的非常优美的歌。
I understand we have the youth group is here to worship with us today.
今天我们很高兴有青少年团契跟我们在一起来崇拜。
So I've been talking to you on the book of Mark.
我一直在讲这个马可福音。
Last time, we turned to a point in the book.
上一次我们到了一个转折点。
And Jesus is focused on teaching his disciples.
耶稣开始教导他的门徒。
He warned disciples to stay away from the east of Pharisee.
他告诉门徒要避免这个法利赛人的笑。
And stay away from the east of Herod.
不要受希律笑的影响。
The east of Pharisee is an influence.
这个笑是一个感染。
And the east of Pharisees is the influence of religious power.
这个法利赛人的笑会让他们有这个宗教的感染力。
It's to focus on rules and regulations rather than relationships.
他们非常强调这个律法和规矩，而不强调跟神的关系。
The east of Herod is the influence of worldly power.
这个希律的笑是一个世界的感染力。
It's a focus to pursue worldly desires.
他教人要专注在世界上的这个东西。
Instead of pursuing God's truth.
而不是追求神的事。
But Jesus also said the kingdom of God is like yeast.
所以耶稣也讲到过神的国就像一个笑一样。
What kind of yeast is that?
那是什么样的笑呢?
It's the yeast of service and love.
那是一个服侍爱的笑。
Jesus says, even he didn't come to be served, he came to serve.
耶稣说他来不是受人服侍的，来是服侍人的。
Who did he serve?
他服侍谁呢?
He served God.
他服侍神。
He served God the Father and fulfilled his plan.
他服侍天父，来实现天父的计划。
And he served all of us.
他也来服侍我们。
He died for us for our sins.
他为我们的罪而死。
So that was kind of the climax of Mark.
那是马可福音的最高潮。
A theme of Mark.
这是马可福音的主题。
So today, in keeping with our theme of family this month.
今天我们要按照我们这个月的主题是讲家庭的。
So we're going to turn to a love story in the Bible.
我们要转向圣经里面一个爱情故事。
There are lots of love stories in the Bible.
圣经里面有很多的爱情故事。
The Bible is God's love story to us.
圣经本来就是神对我们爱的爱情故事。
But I think the most surprising and shocking story is in Hosea.
但是我觉得最精彩也最出人意料的是何西雅书。
The book of Hosea tells us a story of love between Hosea and a woman named Gomer.
在何西雅书里面他告诉我们是何西阿和这个他的妻子割灭的故事。
And it's an imagery for the love between God and his people.
是神和属他人之间的关系的一个象征。
In case you don't know anything about Hosea, let me give you the background.
如果你还不太熟悉何西雅书，我们现在来介绍一下他的背景。
Hosea is a prophet.
何西阿是一个先知。
The name Hosea comes from the same root as Joshua and Jesus.
何西亚这个字的词根跟约书亚和耶稣的字根是一样的。
Means God saves.
意思就是神救赎。
Hosea lived in the time of the northern kingdom.
何西亚生活在这个北国。
And you remember northern kingdom always had evil kings.
我们知道说北国总是他们的这个君王是不信远离神的。
The first king is Jeroboam the first.
他们的第一个君王是耶罗波安。
Last time we were wondering how to translate Jeroboam.
上一次我们在讨论说怎么来翻译这个耶罗波安。
Sounds like 菠萝面包。
听上去像菠萝面包。
But the first king was Jeroboam the first.
第一个君王是耶罗波安一世。
And Hosea lived in the time of Jeroboam the second.
何西阿是生活在耶罗波安二世的时候。
He ruled for 40 years.
他掌权掌了40年。
It was a prosperous time.
那是一个很发达的时候。
In fact, they had stock market would have been all time high.
如果那个时候有股票生意的话，应该是股票涨得最高的时候。
Just like we have today.
就像我们现在一样。
They expanded the territory.
他们扩展了他们的境界。
To the time of Solomon.
像扫罗门统治的时期。
So by all human measures, Jeroboam II was a successful king.
按照人的标准的话，耶罗波安二世是一个非常成功的君王。
But God was not impressed.
但是神并不这样认为。
Why?
为什么？
Because they did not obey God.
因为他们没有顺服神。
They perverted justice, oppressed the poor.
他们扭曲这个法律，然后对这个贫穷的人非常不好。
Worst of all, they worship other gods.
他们还敬拜假神。
They worship idols.
他们敬拜偶像。
To remember Moses gave the law.
记得摩西所说的这个律法。
The Ten Commandments.
十诫。
What was the first commandment?
第一诫是什么呢？
You cannot worship other gods.
不能敬拜其他的神。
What's the second commandment?
第二诫是什么？
You cannot make images.
不能制造偶像。
You cannot worship idols.
不能敬拜偶像。
So Jeroboam II didn't follow the first two.
我们看到耶罗波安这两条都没有遵行。
So can you imagine he didn't follow any of the rest of it?
那你可以知道说其他的他也不会遵行。
So God was not pleased.
神并不高兴。
Hosea had the unenviable task to tell the people.
何西亚有一个非常不好的、非常令人讨厌的工作，就是他要去告诫这些人。
He's going to warn the people, if you don't turn that back, judgment is coming.
他不得不去警告这些世人说，如果你们不回转，神的这个审判就会临到。
So God told Hosea to tell the people.
神告诉何西亚要去告诫这些人。
But he's going to tell a story in a very interesting way.
但是他要他用一个很有趣的方式来 讲述这一段话语。
So if we turn to Hosea chapter 1.
如果我们翻到何西阿书第一章。
And if we read verse 2, let me read verse 2. God says, When the Lord first spoke to Hosea, he said to him, Go and marry a promiscuous wife.And have children of promiscuity, for the whole land has been promiscuous and abandoning the Lord. There's no slide.
No slide. Okay.
You have to read it.
Okay. 给我一分钟让我翻到。好，在这里来了。耶和华初次与何西亚说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。”
So first thing we notice is that God told Hosea to get married.
我们知道说第一件事，神就告诉何西亚要去结婚。
And the marriage will be a reflection of God's relationship to His people.
这个婚姻就是神跟人之间的这个关系的象征。
It was a metaphor.
这是一个比喻。
We already learned from Linda last time.
上一次我们讲到。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul used the same metaphor.
在以弗所书，保罗用了什么同样的比喻。
Paul compared the relationship between Jesus and the church to the relationship between a husband and a wife.
保罗把这个耶稣和教会的关系比喻成丈夫和妻子的关系。
So Hosea is the first prophet to use that metaphor.
何西亚是第一个用这样的比喻的先知。
It's very interesting, no other religion uses that metaphor.
非常有趣的是没有其他的宗教在用这样的比喻。
It shows how much God loves us.
让我们看见说神有多爱我们。
But then we readGod asked Hosea to marry a woman.
我们又看到说神告诉何西亚要去跟一个女人结婚。
What kind of woman is this?
那是什么样的女人呢？
According to the Hebrew reading, this is a woman who has a bad reputation.
按照希伯来人说，这个女人是非常有很差的名声。
Not because she was a bad cook.
不是因为他烧饭烧得很不好。
A bad driver.
不是他开车开得不好。
She had a bad reputation with her relationship with other men.
他的名声是跟他其他的男人的关系非常不清楚。
Now, when we got married, our parents told us who to marry.
当我们结婚的时候，我们的父母会告诉我们当选怎么样的人。
They had lots of suggestions.
他们有很多的建议。
You must marry someone who can take care of you.
你应该找一个可以照顾你的人。
Maybe someone with the same interest.
有一个跟你兴趣相投的人。
But most important, they have to come from the good family.
但是非常重要一点是，这个女人你要结婚的人的背景应该是从一个很好的家庭来的。
门当户对。
这就是门当户对的意思。
But Hosea is a prophet.
但是何西亚是一个先知。
He has a good reputation.
他有非常好的名声。
But God told him to marry someone with a bad reputation.
但是神却告诉他去找一个名声很差的女人。
So this is very surprising.
这是非常令人惊讶的。
And you suspect something bad is going to happen.
你知道说什么有些坏事可能会发生。
And as we read the rest of the chapter, you see it gets worse.
当我们继续往下念的时候，你会发现说这个事情越来越不好。
Hosea married this woman named Gomer.
何西亚跟这个哥蔑结婚了。
They had a child.
他们生了一个小孩。
A son.
一个儿子。
God said, name the son Jezreel.
耶稣神跟这何西亚说，把这个儿子取名叫耶斯利。
To remember the bloodshed in the valley of Jezreel.
来纪念说在这个耶斯列这个谷的发生的这个血战。
Now this story was in 2 Kings chapter 9.
这个故事是在列王记下记载的。
It's very interesting. I encourage you to read it.
我建议你们去读一下，因为它非常的有趣。
But there was a lot of bloodbath.
那里面有很多的流血。
God was not pleased.
神并不是很高兴。
Jezreel means God scatters.
这个耶斯列意思是神分散。
God is going to scatter his people.
神要把他的人分散出去。
Then they had another child.
然后他们又有另外一个孩子。
A little girl.
另外一个女儿，小女儿。
And God says, name her Lo Ruhamah.
神说给她起名叫罗路哈玛。
Means not loved.
意思是不被爱的。
Do you want to name your daughter not loved?
你希不希望把你的女儿也取名说不被爱呢
？And then they had another child, a boy.
后来他们又生了一个儿子。
And God says, name him Lo Ami.
神说给这个儿子取名叫罗阿米。
Not mine.
不是我的。
Do you name your son not mine?
你会不会给你儿子取名说这不是我的
？You take him to school and register.
你把他送去学校注册的时候。
And the teacher says, what's your son's name?
老师问说你儿子的名字是什么
You say, not mine.
你说不是我的
So this is a desperate situation in their marriage.
这是一个非常恐怖的这个形式
When God says, not mine, God says, I'm going to break my relationship with you.
当神说这不是我的意思说他不要跟这个名再有关系
Hosea is about to break his relationship with Gomer.
这个何西亚要和哥蔑断绝关系。
This is not a good marriage.
这不是一个很好的婚姻。
But if we read the rest of chapter 1, we see that God already gave a hint.
如果我们继续把第一章读完，我们看到神已经给我们的有一些隐喻。
There's hope yet.
有一些希望。
God is going to restore the marriage.
神会重新把这个婚姻关系重新塑造回来。
And as we go into chapter 2,
当我们念到第二章的时候
We don't know exactly what happened.
我们不知道有什么事情发生了。
We don't know what Gomer is doing.
我们不知道说哥蔑做了什么。
But if we read chapter 2 verse 5,
如果我们读第二章第五节
we can read this part. For their mother is promiscuous. She conceived them and acted shamefully. For she thought, I will go after my lovers.The man who gave me my food and water, my wool and my flax, my oil and drink.
他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母亲做了可羞耻的事，因为他说我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻、油、酒都是他们给的。
So Gomer has left her husband.
哥蔑离开了她的丈夫。
She went back to her old lovers.
她又重新回到了她以前的旧情人那里。
She went back to her boyfriends.
回到了她以前男朋友那里。
She is looking for love in all the wrong places.
她在错误的地方寻找爱。
That's the name of a song, by the way.
这是一个歌的名字。
But she's not going to find what she needs.
她不会找到她所要的。
These people are not going to provide for her.
这些人并不会提供她所要的。
Only God can provide for her.
只有神能提供她所要的。
Her life will be miserable.
她的生活会一塌糊涂。
And we skip to verse 13.
我们跳到第十三节。
God says, "And I will punish her for the days of the Baal, when she burned incense to them, and put on her rings and jewelry, and went after her lovers, but she forgot me."
我必追讨她数日给朱巴利烧香的罪。那时她佩戴耳环和别样的装饰，随从她所爱的，却忘记我。这是耶和华说的。
So you come to this point, you think there's any hope?
你到这里到读到这里的时候，你认为还有希望吗？
Is there any hope between Hosea and Gomer?
对于这个何西亚和他的妻子歌蔑有希望吗？
Is there any hope between Israel and God?
对这个以色列和他们的神之间有希望吗？
Just when you think was hopeless, God does something surprising.
正当你认为毫无希望的时候，神做了一个很惊奇的事。
In the very next verse, God says,
在下一节神说
Therefore, I'm going to persuade her and lead her to the wilderness and speak tenderly to her.
神说后来我必劝导她领她到旷野对她说安慰的话
There I will give her vineyards back to her and make the valley of Achor into a gateway of hope. There she will respond as she did in the days of her youth, as in the days she came out of Egypt.
他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园，又赐他雅各谷作为指望的门。他必在那里应声，与幼年的日子一样，与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
Just when you thought it was hopeless,
当你正认为绝望的时候
，God did something amazing.
神做了一件很惊奇的事。
God went to her.
神去找他。
And forgive her.
神原谅了他。
God would turn the valley of Achor into a gateway of hope.
神把他这个雅各谷作为他一个希望的门。
Now that you have to go back to the book of Joshua.
你现在读到这里，你要回去这个耶稣雅记。
Then you know what that means.
你就知道这一段是在讲什么。
So God forgives Gomer.
神原谅了歌蔑。
And she will restore the marriage.
神要重新塑造他们的婚姻。
How does it work? Is there a plan?
这要怎么做呢？神有没有计划？
There is a plan.
神当然有计划。
If we go to chapter 3,
如果我们翻到第三章，
and we read verse 2,
我们看第三章的第二节。
Says here, I will buy her for 15 shekels of silver and 5 bushels of barley.
说我便用银子15克色勒大麦一货梅尔半买它归我。
So、God told Hosea to buy Gomer back.
神告诉何西亚要把这个歌蔑买回来。
Why does he have to buy her back?
为什么要把它买回来呢？
Maybe she was in debt.
可能她欠了人家的钱。
But most likely she was already sold into slavery.
很可能她已经被卖为奴隶。
See, the worth of a slave is 30 shekels of silver.
我们知道说奴隶的价钱是30色克拉。
And Hosea paid 15 shekels of silver.
何西亚付了15色克拉。
And according to the value at the time, the barley was also worth 15 shekels.
按照当时的市价，他所付的麦子也值15色克拉。
So 15 plus 15 is 30.
所以我们知道说15加15就是30色克拉。
But to get a slave, you have to go to a marketplace.
要买一个奴隶，你一定要去市场上。
It's a public auction.
是一个公开的买卖。
Everybody knows Gomer.
大家都认识歌蔑。
Everybody knows Hosea.
大家也应该认识何西亚。
So imagine the shame and embarrassment.
想象那是多么尴尬的一个场面。
But Hosea was willing to do it.
但是何西亚愿意这样做。
But after Gomer was redeemed,
当这个歌蔑被赎回来后，
Hosea said in verse 3, You must live with me many days. Don't be promiscuous or belong to any man, and I will act the same way towards you.
何西亚对他说，你当多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可归别人为妻，我向你也必这样。
In other words, Gomer must change.
我们看到说歌蔑必须改变。
She cannot go back to where what she was doing before.
她不能再按照以前的方式生活。
So the rest of the book involves the same thing.
但这本书的后面有同样的主题。
It talks about God's love for His people.
一直在讲神对以色列人的爱。
God's unending mercy.
神永不改变的怜悯。
And the promise of hope for restoration.
神给他们重建的这个盼望。
So we read this marriage story between Homer and Hosea.
当我们看读到这个歌篾和何西亚的这爱情故事，
you may wonder what does it have to do with me.
你们大概在想说这跟我有什么关系啊？
Maybe you say my marriage is perfect.
你可能说我的婚姻非常好。
Oh, this will never happen to me.
当然这个或者说这样的情况不会在我身上发生。
But Linda told us according to statistics.
我们上次讲过说按照统计
About 50% of marriage end in divorce.
有大概 50% 的婚姻最后导致离婚。
And just because you call yourself Christians, the number isn't any better.
如果你说 你是一个基督徒，这个并没有说能够对这个统计有任何的改变。
See, when two people get together, there will be fights.
当两个人在一起的时候，总会吵架。
There will be differences and arguments.
总是有不同意见，而且不一样之处。
Maybe not such a horrendous situation as Gomer.
可能不会像这歌篾这样。
But always will happen.
但是这个吵架一定会发生的。
Don't let Linda convince you I'm perfect.
不要认为我是一个非常完美的。
We're far from perfect.
我们离完美差得很远。
We're just like everybody else.
我们跟其他人一样。
We have fights, we have arguments.
我们也会争论，也会吵架。
But when you have conflict, how can you turn something bad to good?
当我们有矛盾的时候，我们怎样把坏的变成好的？
How can we reconcile a relationship?
我们怎样重建我们之间的关系？
How can you turn hopelessness to reconciliation?
我们怎样把这个绝望变成一个和好？
I think there are a few very practical things we can learn from this story.
我认为有一些非常实际的事情我们可以从这个故事中学到。
The first thing that requires is forgiveness.
第一件事我们要学到的是和好必须要有饶恕。
You must forgive.
我们必须饶恕。
God forgive Israel.
神饶恕了以色列。
Hosea forgive Gomer.
何西亚饶恕了歌篾。
The Bible tells us in Matthew, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. And if you refuse, your Father will not forgive you.
马太福音讲到说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
This does not sound like a suggestion.
这个并不是一个建议。
It's a command.
这是一个命令。
Because God forgives you, you must forgive other people.
因为神饶恕了你，你必须饶恕其他人。
Jesus teaches his disciples.
耶稣告诉他的门徒。
In their lives, you encounter lots of conflicts.
在他们的生命中一定会遇到很多的矛盾。
Lots of abuses.
很多的虐待。
They will be hurt emotionally and physically.
他们会在精神上或身体上都受到伤害。
The only way to respond is forgiveness.
唯一能够对付的方法就是去饶恕。
But you say, I'm not God, I can't forgive.
你可能说我也不是神，我怎么能饶恕这些呢？
But there's some practical hints.
这里有一些非常实际的建议。
There's a few things you can do to forgive.
有一些事情你可以做，可以帮助你来饶恕。
I think the first thing you need to do is to identify your enemy.
第一件事情我们需要找到谁是我们的敌人。
See, in our marriage, we frequently identify our spouse as our enemy.
在婚姻关系中，我们常常认为对方是我们的敌人。
What happens when you have an enemy?
当你有敌人的时候，你会想怎么样？
You want to win.
你就想赢过他。
You want to beat them up.
你想打赢他。
But in a marriage, your spouse is never your enemy.
但是在婚姻中，对方其实从来都不是你的敌人。
Your enemy is Satan.
你的敌人是撒旦。
It's your sin nature.
是你的罪的罪性。
It's your selfishness.
是你的自私。
It's your pride.
是你的骄傲。
When we identify the enemy, we know how to fight the battle.
当我们知道谁是我们敌人的时候，我们才知道怎样来打赢这场仗。
It's never your spouse.
不应该是你的是你的这个伴侣。
Roman chapter 3 tells us all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
If we all created an image of God, men and women are equal in the eyes of God.
当我们亏欠了神的荣耀的时候，男人女人在神面前都是一样的犯了罪。
You see, if you think your husband plays the music too loud,
当你认为你的先生把这个音乐开得太响的时候，
he thinks you play it too soft.
先生就会认为妻子把这个音乐开得太低。
If you're angry that your wife talks too much,
如果你认为你的妻子讲话讲太多，
Your wife is angry because she talks too little.
你的妻子会认为丈夫讲话讲太少。
It takes two people to have a conflict.
当有矛盾的时候，总是需要双方。
We're no better than each other.
我们并一个人并不是比另外一个人好。
The enemy is sin.
我们的敌人是罪。
It's never your spouse.
不是你的伴侣。
During the war of 1812,
在一个这个1812年的这个战争中，
When the Americans were fighting the British,
当这个美国和这个英国人打仗的时候，
In the battle on Lake Erie,
在这个 Erie 湖的这个战争中，
A general said,
这个将军说，
We have met our enemy and it is us.
他说我们遇到了我们的敌人，我们的敌人就是我们自己。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because in the confusion and the battle, they were shooting at themselves.
因为当时战争的时候非常混乱，他们自己人在打自己人。
They forgot who the enemy is.
他们忘记了谁是他们的敌人。
The enemy is not your spouse.
我们的敌人不是我们的伴侣。
The second thing about forgiveness, you have to choose intentionally.
第二件事要做到饶恕，我们必须要努力的去选择。
Colossians says, bear with each other and forgive one another. Go ahead.
哥罗西书说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，
Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也怎样饶恕人。
See, God is not going to zap a thunder and make you forgive.
神不会说用一个雷把这个饶恕的心打到你身上去。
It's always a choice.
那是一个你的选择。
It's a good choice because God commands it.
这是一个好的选择，因为神要求我们这样做。
It's also a good choice because it's good for your health.
这是一个好的选择，因为它对你的健康有帮助。
The only way to heal the hurt inside of you is to forgive.
唯一能够治疗你心灵的创伤的就是去饶恕。
When you forgive, you grow spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
当你饶恕了以后，你的精神、你的属灵和你的身体都会变得很好。
Someone said, when you don't forgive, it's as if you imprison yourself.
当你不饶恕的时候，有人说你好像把自己关在一个监牢里。
You lock yourself in a prison.
你把自己锁在监牢里。
Why do you want to do that?
你为什么要这样做呢？
If God is love and God is forgiveness,
如果神是爱，神是饶恕。
And when you don't forgive, you're actually separated from God.
你不饶恕人的时候，你就与神断了关系。
And that's a terrible place to be.
那是一个非常不好的境况。
So if you want to heal your hurt, you have to forgive.
如果你想治愈你的创伤，你一定要饶恕。
Another practical advice is, if you want to forgive, you have to extend the grace of God.
最后一个要饶恕的这个方法是，我们要把神的恩典散出去。
It's very hard to forgive on your own will.
按照我们自己的能力非常难饶恕。
We've tried it, it's very hard.
我们可能试过，非常的难。
But the Bible tells us in Romans 5,
但是圣经跟我们说在罗马书第五章，
God demonstrated his love for us while we were still sinners.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
While we were sinners, God died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神就为我们死了。
God didn't say you have to be perfect before I save you.
神并没有说我们要完美的时候他才能为我们死。
That's the grace of God.
这就是神的恩典。
And if we have the grace of God, we can extend to other people.
当我们接到了神的恩典的时候，我们就应该把这样的恩典传出去。
Grace is unmerited favor.
恩典就是我们不配得的好处。
You can't say your husband doesn't deserve it.
你不能说你的先生他并不配得这样的恩典。
Your wife doesn't deserve it.
你的妻子不配这样的恩典。
That's irrelevant.
这跟这个没关系。
None of us deserve God's love.
我们没有一个人真的能够配得神的恩典。
Yet God loves us.
但是神仍然爱我们。
When you forgive with grace,
当你以神的恩典来饶恕的时候，
that means there's no condition.
那是没有条件的。
Remember, God forgave Gomer before she did anything.
神原谅了歌蔑，在歌蔑有任何的改变之前。
Hosea brought Gomer back before she changed.
在歌蔑没有改变的时候，何西亚就把歌蔑赎回来。
Not afterwards.
不是在他改变之后。
So you cannot set any conditions.
你不能有任何的要求。
When you say, you do this, I will forgive you.
当你说你如果这样做我就饶恕你的时候。
You do that, I will forgive you.
你那样做我就饶恕你。
If you're on your knees, I will forgive you.
如果你下跪我就饶恕你。
That's not forgiveness.
那不是饶恕。
That's a trade.
那是交易。
It's like doing a business.
那是像在做买卖。
God's grace is unconditional.
神的恩典是没有条件的。
And we have God's grace within us, we can extend to other people.
当我们有神的恩典在我们里面的时候，我们就能向其他人表述这样的恩典。
Why not start with your husband and your wife?
为什么不从你的先生或者你的妻子开始呢？
Those are some practical advice on forgiveness.
这些都是对我们要饶恕很有实际作用的建议。
Now the second requirement of reconciliation is sacrifice.
第二个要和好的条件是我们一定要有牺牲。
Remember, Hosea had to buy Gomer back.
记得何西亚一定需要把这个歌蔑买回来。
30 shekels of silver.
30舍克拉的银子。
But Linda already taught us sacrifice is not just about money.
我们上次讲到说牺牲并不是只是牺牲钱财。
If you just buy a gift for your spouse, she's not impressed.
如果你就是给你的妻子买一个礼物，她并不是觉得非常的好。
But don't forget, you still have to buy gifts.
但是不要忘记，这个礼物还是需要的。
Sacrifice means giving up something that's precious to you.
牺牲意思是说你要把你认为非常珍贵的东西舍去。
There's some commentary why Hosea had to pay 15 shekels of silver and barley.
有些解经家说何西亚为什么要付一半的银子，一半的大麦呢？
Doesn't she have 30 shekels of silver?
他难道是没有30色克拉的银子吗？
Maybe he didn't have the money.
可能他没有这个钱。
So he gathered the barley to pay for Gomer.
他没有办法，他就把他的这个大麦收集起来，去为了赎这个歌蔑。
To sacrifice, you must give up something precious to you.
要牺牲，你一定要舍去对你珍贵的东西。
God saved us.
神救了我们。
And he spent more than 30 shekels of silver.
他花了不止30色克拉。
He gave us the love and death of his son.
他把他的爱和他爱子的生命都给了我们。
We were redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们是按照这个耶稣的血，靠着耶稣的宝血得救赎的。
That's how much sacrifice God gave us.
这是神为我们所牺牲的。
That we should be able to.Give out that sacrifice to our spouse.
我们也应当照这样做。
And the third thing about reconciliation is that requires repentance.
第三个要和好的是我们一定要悔改。
Hosea told Gomer, you must change.
何西亚跟这个歌蔑说你一定要改变。
You cannot go back to doing what you were doing before.
你不能按照你以前的方式在生活。
Repentance is an important thing in the whole Bible.
悔改是这个圣经里面一个非常重要的主题。
It's in the Old Testament, it's the New Testament.
在旧约里面，在新约里面都有讲。
You cannot turn a page of the Bible without reading about repentance.
你没有办法打开一篇圣经里面没有讲到要悔改。
I gave you just one verse, Luke chapter 13. Jesus says that I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish.
路加福音十三章告诉我们说。我告诉你们，我告诉你们不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Everyone has to repent.
每个人都必须悔改。
Because of our sin.
因为我们的罪。
So what is repentance?
悔改到底是什么呢？
It's going in one direction, now you turn around and go another direction.
是朝着一个方向走的时候转过来朝另外一个方向走。
And you go to the right direction.
你朝一个正确的方向走。
Exactly what's repentance?
到底悔改是什么？
I'll tell you what it's not.
我可以告诉你悔改不是什么。
Repentance is not penance.
悔改不是苦待自己。
It's not punishing yourself.
不是来惩罚你自己。
It's not punishing yourself but make no change.
不是把你自己惩罚了但是不做任何改变。
That's not repentance.
那不是悔改。
Repentance is not just feeling sorry.
悔改也不是说认为感觉非常的抱歉。
It's not just remorse.
不只是悲伤。
A lot of people say, I'm sorry, but never change.
很多人都会说我很抱歉，我很抱歉，但是我却不改变。
That's not repentance.
那不是悔改。
Repentance is also not condemnation.
悔改不是自己定罪。
It's not feeling guilty.
不是让自己认为有罪恶感。
You see, I think guilty is one of Satan's greatest weapon.
我们认为这个让自己感到罪恶是撒旦的一个最大的武器。
Satan tells you you are guilty and you're not worth it.
撒旦会告诉我们说你是有罪的你不配得这些
Satan tells you you messed up and God does not love you
撒旦跟我们说你做错了所以神不会再爱你
That's not repentance
那并不是悔改
What is true repentance?
到底悔改是什么呢
True repentance first requires a conviction
真正的悔改需要认罪
John 16 tells us when he comes he will convict of firstOf the sin and righteousness and judgment.
约翰福音十六章说，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Who is he?
谁是他
？That's the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵。
Holy Spirit will tell us what is wrong.
圣灵会告诉我们说，我们做错了什么。
And what is right?
什么是对的
？See now when we drive, we have the GPS.
当我们现在开车的时候我们有一个卫星导航器
GPS tells us where to go
这个导航器告诉我们说要去哪里
Sometimes it tells us to go to the wrong place anyways
有些时候是会把我们指到错的地方去
Before we had GPS we go to the wrong place
我们在没有这个导航器的时候我们也会开到错的地方
What I usually do I go to another wrong place
然后我们再开到另外一个错误的地方
Because as a man I never asked for direction
因为作为男人我们从来不爱问路
But the Bible tells us just the Holy Spirit
但是圣经告诉我们说我们有圣灵了
The Holy Spirit tells us where to go
圣灵告诉我们当怎样去朝什么方向走
See, does it make sense when you turn around from the one wrong place and go to another wrong place
我们觉得说从一个错误的地方到另外一个错误的地方是非常没有道理的
We have to go to the right place
我们应该去朝正确的方向走。
Another thing about repentance is that you have to have godly sorrow.
另外一个关于悔改，我们必须要有从神而来的忧愁。
This is an interesting verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
在哥林多后书第七章。
Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves us no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death.
因为依着神的意思的忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救但世俗的忧愁是叫人死
What is this godly sorrow?
神的忧愁是什么意思
It's a bit hard to explain
好像很难解释
But in the New Testament we have two people who were sorry
在新约里面我们有两个人他们有忧愁
On the day Jesus died Judas betrayed him
在耶稣要死的那之前这个犹大他出卖了耶稣
The Bible tells us Judas was sorry
在这个圣经里面讲到说犹大他也很忧愁
But what did he do?
他做了什么呢
He went out committed suicide and hung himself
他自己去自杀了
I think that's worldly sorrow
那就是世俗的忧愁
Someone else was also sorry
另外一个人他也很忧愁
Peter was sorry
彼得他也忧愁。
Peter was sorry after he denied Jesus three times.
当耶稣三次不认主的过后，彼得他非常的忧愁。
The Bible tells us Peter was sorry. He went out. He wept bitterly.
圣经告诉我们说，彼得他很忧愁，他跑出去痛哭。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢?
He repented. He turned back to Jesus.
他悔改了，他重新转向耶稣。
He became one of the leaders of the new church.
他成为新教会的领导。
I think that's the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
这就是属神的忧愁和属世界世俗的忧愁。
Then finally, we see that true repentance requires change.
最后我们看见说这个悔改需要一个真正的改变。
First John tells us, Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth.
约翰一书讲到说小子们啊我们相爱不要只在言语上和舌头上总要在行为和诚实上。
It's not all talk.
不是所有的改变都是言语上的。
It requires action.
需要行为。
It requires real change in your thoughts.
需要在你的这个思想上有改变。
And then you have change in your attitudes.
在你的态度上有改变。
Then you have change in your actions.
在你的行为上面就会有改变。
You can talk all day about it.
你可以不停地在说。
But it requires real action.
但是改变需要真正的行动。
So those are some practical advice about repentance.
这是圣经对我们悔改的一些忠告。
So we read the story about Hosea and Gomer.
我们读了这个何西阿和哥灭的故事。
And we read the story that it's a reflection of God's relationship with his people.
我们看到说这代表着神和他属他的人的关系。
God created humanity.
神创造了人。
In the very beginning, God gave a promise.
在非常创造之初，神就给了我们这个应许。
He said he will always be faithful.
神说他会一直是信实的。
But the people did not obey.
人不顺服神。
People kept going away.
人一直想离开神。
But God had mercy.
神有对我们有怜悯。
God continued to show his grace.
神一直往把一直向我们展现他的恩典。
God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us.
神如此的爱我们，以至于他让他的独生子为我们死。
So the relationship can be reconciled.
所以我们和神可以和好。
We know what happened to the Northern Kingdom.
我们知道说对于北国后来发生了什么。
Not long after Hosea's time.
在何西亚过世过后不久。
God sent the Assyrians to destroy the Northern Kingdom.
神让亚述帝国灭掉了北国。
They destroyed the capital in Samaria.
也把他们的这个首都撒玛利亚破坏了。
The southern kingdom didn't do much better.
南国也没有好到哪里去。
They lasted a little more than 100 years after that.
他们在之后又存在了大约有100年的时间。
God sent the Babylonians to destroy them.
神让巴比伦把南国打败了。
And they destroyed the capital in Jerusalem.
他们把南国的首都耶路撒冷也毁灭了。
But God kept his promise.
神但是持守了他的应许。
70 years later, people came back.
70年过后他又把人召回来了。
They rebuilt the Jerusalem temple and they rebuilt the wall.
他们重新建造了这个耶路撒冷的圣殿和城墙。
But some people believe that the northern kingdom disappeared.
有的人认为说他们北国就从此消失了。
Remember, the northern kingdom had 10 tribes.
记得在北国有十个族。
We call them the lost tribes of Israel.
我们讲到说这个以色列十个消失的支派。
There's some myth about it.
有很多传说关于他们。
Some people believe they're in Japan.
有的人认为他们在日本。
Some people believe they're in some village in China.
有的人认为说他们是在中国的哪一个村庄里面。
But they didn't disappear.
他们并没有消失。
If you read Ezra.
当你们在读这个以斯拉书的时候
People who came back to Jerusalem included the 10 tribes.
回到耶路撒冷的人包括了 那个十个在北国的支派。
And we know in the end times all 12 tribes were judged the earth.
我们知道说在世界末日的时候十二个支派都要来进行审判。
But even though they rebuilt the temple,
虽然他们重建了圣殿
the Spirit of God did not go back to the temple.
神的灵并没有回到那个圣殿
Because they did not truly repent.
因为他们没有真正的悔改
But it was 500 years later when Jesus came to Jerusalem.
当500年之后耶稣来到世界上
as the incarnate God, he stepped into the temple.
道成肉身，他才是真正的那个圣殿。
Someday in the future, we will be reconciled with God.
在以后，我们一定会和神和好。
There will be a perfect fellowship with God.
和我们跟神的之间的关系会非常的完美。
And we'll look forward to that.
我们要盼望那一天。
God told us his relationship is like a marriage.
神告诉我们说，我们这个关系就像婚姻的关系。
I think he chose marriage because on earth, marriage is the most important relationship.
神用这个婚姻来比喻，因为在婚姻关系在世界上对我们人来说是最重要的关系。
The relationship between a husband and a wife.
妻子和丈夫的关系
is the most important.
是最重要的。
It always begins with a faith.
总是从信开始的
begins with the promise
然后从神的应许开始的
but there could be problems
但是也会有问题
maybe not as horrible as Hosea and Gomer
可能没有像何西亚和哥灭这么可怕
many relationships need reconciliation
很多关系正在寻求和好
it always begins with forgiveness
总是要以饶恕开始
that's the toughest part
那是最难的一部分。
It always requires sacrifice.
总是需要牺牲。
And always requires repentance.
总是需要悔改。
I don't know what relationship troubles you may be experiencing.
我不知道你现在经历任何关系上的困难。
But if God can restore the relationship between Hosea and Gomer, God can restore anything.
如果神能够让何西亚和歌灭和好，神可以让任何关系和好。
People ask me to talk about how to raise children.
有人让我说，介绍一下怎样来培养小孩。
Now there are books written about it.
有很多的书关于这个方面。
Sure, we can talk about it.
我们也可以来讨论这个问题。
But I submit to you.
但是我建议你。
The basis for solid relationship with your children.
一个非常你和小孩非常好的关系。
It's a solid relationship between mom and dad.
要建立在这个父母之间非常好的关系上。
A solid relationship in family is the solid relationship between husband and wife.
家庭关系要非常和谐，一定要夫妻之间关系非常的和谐。
In the Chinese culture, sometimes that's hard to accept.
在中国文化里面，这个好像有点难接受。
But that's what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
But if you want to have a solid relationship in the marriage,
如果你要在婚姻中有非常好的关系
both of you need a solid relationship with God.
两个人要跟神都有非常好的关系。
If you have the love and grace of God in your heart,
当你有神的爱和神的恩典在你心中的时候
is there anyone you cannot forgive?
有任何人你不能饶恕吗
is there anyone that you cannot love?
有任何人你不能爱吗
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this fellowship, this time that you allow us to come here and worship and listen to your words. Help us to have a heart of forgiveness, of love, and help us to extend your grace to those around us. We thank you and we ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.